In the engine room of the Matanuska, substitute captain Gabriel Bayless points to a long mesh-covered pipe lying on the floor with other parts.
This is the suspected culprit right here. This is a cooling tube.
The ferry's mechanical problems came to a head as it was sailing from Petersburg to Juneau in late January.
You can see when the oil got contaminated, it caused the oil to get hot, really hot, and the steel actually warped from the heat. So these are all this components need to be replaced.
Bayless says these parts are supposed to last years before showing signs of wear. They've only been in service since the fall. Luckily, that means they're under warranty. In 16 years with the Alaska Marine Highway System, Bayless has had to deal with his fair share of mechanical problems on board. But there was always another ferry to pick up the slack. Not this time.
In this case, all of the boats are either in layup or they're undergoing repairs down in Ketchikan or renewing certificates of inspection or whatever, so.
That's Department of Transportation spokesman Sam Dapsevich. The state estimates the boat won't be back online until early March. That leaves passengers like Rex Lauber on their own. The Palmer resident has been waiting on board the Matanuska since it broke down. Earlier in the week, the state let him and the other remaining passengers know they needed to be off by the end of the day Friday. Lauber isn't pleased.
So I've got two options. I can either be homeless in my car in Juneau, or I can put it on the barge today and pick it up in Haines on Tuesday, hopefully.
So is that your plan right now?
That's my plan.
He's just about the last passenger on board. The state chartered a private boat to get passengers without cars to Haines last week. Everyone else has been camped out in private staterooms, waiting for the ship to get underway. The state reimbursed the trapped passengers the full price of their tickets. Dapsevich says that should cover the cost of getting their cars on the barge and a flight to Haines. But the barge doesn't leave until Monday, so passengers will need to pay for hotel rooms and meals while they wait for their vehicles. Lauber doesn't anticipate getting home until Tuesday night.
This little jaunt here is costing me real close to the round-trip cost.
Still, he says he doesn't plan to swear off ferries. His 91-year-old mother lives in Ketchikan, and he makes multiple trips each year to visit and take care of her. Plus, he hates flying. But the lack of reliable service does have other people re-examining their options. Captain Bayless moved to Olympia, Washington last year.
I thought it would be a better future for my children. We were about to build a large house in Haines, but with the present climate, I didn't think it was a good idea to invest in a town that doesn't have good ferry system service.
As Lauber packs up his car, Bayless thanks him for being a good sport about the whole thing.
The way you know you're having an adventure is when you'd rather be home talking about it.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a great story.
And I'm going to tell lots of people.
The state hasn't made a final decision yet as to whether the Matanuska will be towed or run on its own power down to Ketchikan. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.